New Year's Eve
year.
Podcast. Okay.
2008.
You go for the same point here.
2008.
Wait. The last year,
your mom and I inaugurated a tradition that could be among many traditions.
I didn't say that was last year because I think it was before
last year. No, it was last year. And I remember the top two things that we talked about. You were terrified of the red Jeep. You wanted to get rid of it. You were like, I just want to get
it?
A new car. But
I mean, did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah, no, I know. And the other thing that we talked about was that we were going
to
move. And we have no more red tape.
When did you listen to it last?
And we moved, months ago.
I
but
don't
I still remember.
Any of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's just years ago.
I know. That's why it's so fun to do it. So, what we all have to do right now is we have to think about three things that we would like to see in the new year. Okay?
Can you get three things? 46 minutes to New Year's Eve.
Okay.
No, three things for the new year.
Well, yeah,
okay,
three things that you would like to see, like, happen
like
between now
things.
And this time next year.
Like, environmentally, globally, like what?
Personally, of course.
Personally.
I can tell you what my number one.
Okay, what?
I would love to hear Miles start saying words.
But that's everybody's number one. That's so obvious.
Okay.
No, that's not my number one.
You okay, what's your number one?
That's my number two. My number one is... You guys, express my gift of video games.
Do what?
Express my gift of video games.
Oh, it's...
What do you mean? Express? Wait, what's that mean?
Well, come on. Encourage.
Encourage the giving to you of video games.
Encourage my gift of it.
Encourage you, like, you're playing a video game?
Because I have such a gift of it.
Okay.
Oh, you mean you're really gifted at playing video games?
Yes, to encourage me.
We always encourage you to do it.
I don't. I encourage him to do puzzles and read and think.
Well, I mean, like, we encourage whenever he gets a chance to play games.
You know what I have really noticed, which is interesting, the Wii really seriously is physically interactive. Like, they talk about that, and you're just like, oh, yeah, whatever, but it really is, don't you think? You get tired, like, physically when you play it. You're, like, playing tennis or baseball or something.
Sometimes, you don't have to run around.
It's not exactly the same thing, but you're moving still, right?
But you know what we do? You know what we encourage with you? We encourage things that help you, I think, appreciate video games. We get you involved with soccer. There's things in school. There's things that we do around here that have nothing to do with video games that encourage your... ability to understand video games. This is the point that we need to make out of this. If your mom never put you in baseball, and I never was a coach, and we never encouraged you to get involved with baseball, you may not even like want to get involved with the Wii baseball. So in ways that just like without you even like thinking about, we've encouraged you to play baseball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what guys would say.
Because you don't think we encourage your video game abilities?
He's joking around.
I just wanted to see what you guys would say.
Was that a good answer?
It was a long answer, a really long answer, like a 10-minute answer. Which can go on forever and ever.
Okay, so everybody's like... dancing around. I said number one, you're like, oh, we all agree. But no one said anything, but like, what are you going to say to my number one? I want to know what everybody's number one is. Instead of being some like ploy to make me talk.
It's not a ploy to make you talk.
Okay.
My number one would be I really want to start a retirement fund and a college fund.
Okay.
It's quite impractical, but I want to. So what's your number two was to hear Miles talk. What's your number two?
My number two would be to...
Too quiet.
Probably... My number two, like, and it's not even, like, some big, like, New Year's thing. I just want to see what it's going to feel like to be, and, like, to feel the first spring in this house.
Alright, that's cool.
Like, to see that peach tree grow.
Yeah.
And to, like, feel, like, the windows open all the time. And to, like, just feel what it's like to traverse through here without, like,
floor.
But. But.
That's a good one.
Yep.
It's a good luck spider. It's your number two is much better than mine, because my number two is, seriously, I know it's just really bad, but I'm really kind of, I have absolutely no idea who's going to be president.
Who's what?
Going to be president.
Yeah.
I can't feel it at all.
What was your number two?
Spring. I have absolutely no idea, so I'm kind of excited about that. Like, I don't even know who I would vote for if I had to vote, like, right now, if I could vote. I have no idea. So I'm kind of interested to, even though I know I'm going to get sick of it, I'm kind of interested to have that change. I can't wait for BUSA to be out of the office.
I never factored in anything to do with politics into my whole
top 10,
even.
I can't help it. I spell everything that doesn't need to be spelled.
Just for fun. I've gotten into a habit, and I think it's fun.
So what's your number three? It's turn number three.
Number three is let's see. I do.
You keep making me say days. You're gonna ride the bus next year, like in the fall, which will be kind of cool. I'm trying to think of the things that are gonna change about for you in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your underarm kind of stinks. You might be in puberty. That might be kind of fun. It's like a good wish, right?
No, I don't like pimples.
Ew, and your skin's
yeah.
So pale and pretty. It's gonna be pimply.
My face to be ugly.
Nobody wants their face to be ugly. It's part of like being in puberty and being
puberty means ugly.
Puberty does not mean ugly. It means change. It's just something different.
Bad change.
No.
Your face. Temporarily.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
It might lend character.
That would be mild. Right. Yeah. Are you going to?
There we go. There's a straight A crier.
Here's a mild contribution.
There's mom coming in.
Yeah.